Bansa is a pleasant border site situated between the valley of Allier and the hillsides of Livradois. It benefits from diversified soils convenient to the cultures of the vineyard and some cereal. In the Middle Ages, the urge to protect these precious foods, as well as the inhabitants, was important, since Bansa was situated near two communication routes crossing Auvergne. The center of the village kept significant tracks of the defensive solutions adopted in the Low Middle Ages. These tracks link Bansa to the group called the Strong Villagers of the Valley of Allier. According to a plan often viewed, the inhabitants pressed the rise of the collective surrounding wall on a pre-existing sanctuary called the Church Saint-Julien. The siege of a priory of the powerful Abbey of La Chaise-Dieu was a church that was built with numerous defensive capacities. From a distance on the main street, you will follow the ancient manor all the way to the strengthened doors on the right. The manor's big structure is cantoned by round towers that participated in the Devons. Passing under a beautiful broken bow, we can discover the inside of the refuge district. The district is of quadrangular shape, closed in the south and on the west by two rows of buildings called loges. The buildings were tightly built next to each other. Today, the vast central space is bare, but we can imagine that in the 90s it was occupied by houses and tight agricultural appendices tightly placed next to each other. The district is dominated by the important rise of the church and its bell tower with many floors. Although a church is mentioned from the 11th century, and in spite of a massive structure inherited from Romanic period, the current building is Gothic and would date, for its most ancient parts, back to the 13th century. The nave opens on the west by a gate with broken arches. The elevation of the church was done at the end of the 15th century and at the beginning of the 16th century to shelter a vast upper house flanked with defensive elements that were dissuasive. On the main facade, a gatehouse and the bases of two bartizans that forbade the access represent the fortification. The south facade can be observed in a slightly heightened position from a nave that occupies the place of the former cemetery. The facade, which measures 5 spans long, was supported by small foothills. It ends by a polygonal head in a well-kept device, which is probably the oldest element. All the openings, with the exception of the roses with many lobes from the 19th century, were also protected by the upper house. This is thanks to gatehouses on ravens and embrasures of shooting. The bell tower was heightened and provided with crenellations.